With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Mars Miller Motivation. Go get it.
Hello, 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 and thank you for tuning in to Championship Living with Miles W. Miller. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller, and people, I am excited to be here with you today. It is July 20th, 2013, Saturday, July 20th, 2013, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and again, I'm so thankful for this opportunity. I'm thankful for this moment because I couldn't do this without you. This is a labor of love that we do every week, and I couldn't do it without you, so I thank you for your time, your energy. And before we go any further, I submit this show and this entire experience to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that's the move of His Spirit. People, today I have a really quick lesson for you. We're going to talk today about how to move forward past personal disappointment, how to move forward past personal disappointments. And one thing I want to talk about in depth today is how to move forward from the disappointment of being let down. A lot of people, especially dreamers, visionaries, and go-getters, a lot of times you'll find yourself on an island, so to speak, where there's not many people who understand your plight. There's not a lot of people who understand what you're going through. There's not a lot of people who are truly understanding what it takes to be who you are, to be that unique expression of God's love that you are. But it can be disappointing, it can be draining, it can be disheartening. But one thing is for certain, you definitely have a right to be everything that God has called you to be, regardless of what anybody else thinks about it, regardless of what anybody else says about it, regardless of what anybody feels about it. You have a right to be everything that God says you are. People, I come to you today and I tell you like this, the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. Those beautiful things that you see when nobody else is around in your imagination, the life of your dreams, it's wonderful, and you deserve it. Those wonderful things that you've been thinking about since you were little, that some people told you were just pipe dreams and it's foolish to think about that, you need to get a real job. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. I want you to hear the passion in my voice tonight, because this is something I am very passionate about. I've had many people in my life, people love me, people care about me, feel like they needed to save me from myself, so to speak. They needed to save me from being such a dreamer, being such a visionary, being such a goal-oriented individual. They wanted me to be more realistic with my life, so to speak. They wanted me not to be caught up with the vision that I saw because it didn't make sense to them. Well, here's the thing. When you didn't give a person a vision, that vision is not going to make sense to you. But what's most important is that once you know that vision that you're seeing in your spirit comes from God, it's nobody else's place to say yay or nay to it. It's already been approved. It's already had a stamp of approval on it. It doesn't need anybody's stamp of approval. I'm here tonight to encourage you that the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it, and not to ever give up. You know my motto, my mantra? Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. That's how we say it around here. Disappointment when somebody who you love and they love you back doesn't agree with what God has told you is yours. What do? You keep moving forward. You don't stop. You keep moving forward. You keep your foot to the throttle because once you have been clear in your spirit that God has said yay to something for you to do, then by all means, do it. By all means, do it. Don't worry about what people are going to say. There's something right now specific that I've been praying for some time now. And if I told many people about it, they'd look at me like I was an idiot. But I know clearly what I heard in my spirit. I know clearly what I heard in my spirit during my prayer and meditation time. And I trust the voice of God. As a visionary, as a go-getter, as a dreamer, You have to be in tune with the voice of God. And at that point, obedience is better than sacrifice. In essence, you hear the voice of God, obey the voice of God, and it'll put you in places where you can ever, you can only hope for or imagine. Actually, it will put you in positions where you will be exceeding abundantly more than you ever hoped for or imagined. Exceeding abundantly. That means that you will be in a place where you, where your mind will be absolutely blown, where you will be in a place where you don't have a room enough to receive all the blessings that God is pouring out on you. The life of your dream is wonderful and deserved. I come here tonight to encourage you, to let you know that sometimes the people that you love most are going to let you down because they can't see it for you. They're going to become very, quote-unquote, realistic. Keep it real. They keep it real with you. You know, nobody's ever succeeded at what you're trying to do. How could you do it when you don't even have the education to do what you're trying to do? How could you do what you're trying to do when you don't have the money to do what you want to do? How can you do it when you all you have going for you is a ninth grade education, whatever the case may be? How can you do it? Don't ever let anybody talk to you like that. You are capable of doing great and mighty things because the power of God is in you and around you. You are capable of doing great and mighty things because the power of God lives in you and is around you, which means everything you touch, everything you come in contact with, you can change it because God is with you. Let me tell you again, God is with you. God is with each and every one of you. You can hear my voice right now. God is with you. Don't even let anybody tell you that because of a mistake you may have made in the past that God is mad at you. God's not mad at you. God is not mad at you. This is the same God that says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. God is not, has not thrown you in the trash because of something that happened in your past. You have a right to be everything that God has called you to be. I'm talking about the disappointment tonight that comes when a person that you love doesn't see what God says is yours. The disappointment that comes when they turn their back on you when you ask for help, because you don't. If you were doing something normal, then they'd help you. Until you do something normal, they can't help you. Which means at that point, they've in essence, detached themselves and removed themselves from being a part of the victory parade. Because there's a victory parade coming with your name on. There is a victory parade coming with your name on. If you stay the course, listen to me now. This is from my heart. See, I know I'm talking about that because I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to myself because there's been times where people I love rain on my parade. It wasn't beautiful rain. It wasn't beautiful rain at all. It's a word I want to use that I won't use because my father asked me not to use that word on the air ever again. But it you understand what I'm saying. It's not a beautiful rain. It's not a beautiful rain. People have a tendency to smear or to mar or to try to destroy things that they don't have a full understanding of. But again, your life, the life of your dreams, is wonderful, and you deserve it. Your dreams, your goals, and the manifestation of those dreams and goals is important to you because God gave it to you. This is why we spend time in meditation. This is why we spend time in prayer. This is why we spend time perfecting ourselves. This is why we spend time studying. Just because you didn't go to college doesn't mean you can't study. With the internet and this being the information age, information is readily available to you right now at the touch of a mouse, at a keystroke. You can get any piece of information you want with Google, Bing, all the search engines out there. You don't have to sit at home talking about what you don't have. There's so much out here for you. You can go to a library. You can do, there's so many things. I encourage you tonight, don't take the voice of the enemy. The enemy being anything that comes against your dreams, your goals, your passions, the things that God has told you to do. Anything that comes against that, tonight is the night that it ends. The nightmare ends tonight. Tonight you move forward. You're going to have people who you love turn their back on you. You're going to have people who you love stop calling you just because they don't see the value in your life right now because you're in a place where they can't understand where you are until you come to your senses. They can't have anything to do with you. God bless them. They're not supposed to have anything to do with you. Your dreams, your goals, and your passions mean that much. That you have to make sure that nothing around you has the spirit of an abortionist. You have to make sure that nobody around you has the spirit of an abortionist. Hear me again. You have to make sure that nobody around you has the spirit of an abortionist. And you know what an abortionist is. You know exactly what an abortionist is. Anybody who would take a dream out the womb before it has had time to manifest and say that it's not worthy, or whatever the case may be, is not a person that you want your dreams around on any level. You only want them around your dreams once they manifest, unless they can change their mind, unless they can be transformed by the renewing of their mind. Anybody who hasn't had their mind renewed is not qualified to be near you during this process anyway. That's what you're going to start to understand. Those people that love you, that say they're only doing this because they worry about your success. I've had friends read me the riot act because I wasn't where they wanted me to be at a specific time in my life. And I've had to catch myself from doing it to people myself because people weren't where I expected them to be at a certain point in time. But this is the thing. Your process is your process. Let me say it again. Your process is your process. And the goal in life is not to take anybody else's process personally. I can't take your process personally, but I can sit here and encourage you that the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I can sit here and encourage you that no matter what people say about your dreams are important. I can sit here right now and encourage you and tell you that don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. I can sit here and encourage you all night about the beauty of your dreams, of your visions, and of your goals. I can sit here all night and do this. This is what's second nature to me. But it comes out that you have to really want to live the life of your dreams more than you want to please people. You have to want to live the life of your dreams more than you want to impress people. You have to want to live the life of your dreams more than you want the approval of someone else. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. Listen to me again. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. Listen to me again. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. Will you possess it? Will you live the life of your dreams? It's your choice. The choice is yours. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it, but will you do it? Will you allow other people's opinions of your dreams deter you from being all that God has called you to be? You're not normal. I'm going to say that to you. You're not normal, so you don't have to succumb to being normal according to somebody else's opinion of what you should be. I've had friends try to tell me, I want to save you from yourself. I want to save you from this mistake you're making. This is not the way to do it. You don't have enough of this. You don't have enough of that. Oh, I would help you if you had more of this. I would be able to help you do X, Y, and Z, but you're not in a position to help me do what I need to do. I've heard so many excuses why people refuse to give support. Sometimes support can just be a phone call to say, hey, how are you doing over there? I hope all is well. Even if you're not coming to see me, you can say hi. I've had people do some crazy, abnormal things because I wasn't where they wanted me to be in my life. Let me tell you something. When you go down this journey, when you go down this path, when you venture down this path, when you make the decision that you are not going to live a common life, when you choose that you want the life of your dreams more than anything else, you are going to have to stand tall. You're going to have to prove it because the people around you are going to make you have to prove it. Because sometimes it could be a spouse. It could be a boyfriend or girlfriend. It could be your best friend. I've had people walk away because their friends didn't understand what I was doing. I'm talking about romantic friends. I've had girlfriends walk away because it didn't appear like I was going anywhere. Some people told them I was sinking ship because I wasn't where this other person was when they were that age. And I've endured some things, people. I can sit here tonight and talk to you from a place of healing. I've endured a lot to walk this walk. When people say, want to validate who and what I am, the first thing I remember is everything I had to give up to walk down this path. You're going to have to walk down the path of your life for the life of your dreams. And it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you friends. It's going to cost you relationships. It's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you money. It's going to cost you effort. You're going to have to do some research. You're going to have to study. You're going to have to get better at what it is you do. But the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. Let me say it again. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I'll say it again. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. And it is worth the sacrifice. Whatever it's going to cost you to live a life of your dreams, it is worth it. Because I know the opposite of that as well. I know what it's like to live a nightmare. And a person who's been stuck in a nightmare script for a moment would gladly do whatever is necessary to live a life of their dreams. I've lived a nightmare, and let me tell you, it's not pretty. The dream is much better than the nightmare. You deserve the dream, people. Listen to me again. You deserve the dream. I'm going to say it again. You deserve the dream. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve the dream. And you need to, I want you to start saying it to yourself, I deserve the dream. I deserve the dream. I deserve the dream. And when you get to that place where you completely sold on the fact that I deserve a dream, there is nothing or no one whose opinion is going to matter unless it's saying, I believe in you. Unless it's saying, I'm here to support you. Unless it's saying, I got you. I'm in your corner. Whatever it is you need, I'm going to be here with you. Because I know the life you're doing is wonderful and you deserve it. I know you're going to make it. Unless people are coming to encourage you, then they have no right to the victory parade that's coming. Because there's a victory parade coming with your name in it. You're the master of ceremonies. Actually, you're the guest of honor. You're the guest of honor in the victory parade. And it's coming. It's coming real soon. I don't want you to abort the mission because of what it feels like right now. You might be alone right now. You might have been going through some emotions where you just wanted a friend to talk to, but nobody decided to answer the phone when you called, or nobody returned your text messages. And it's okay. Because at the end of the day, everybody will have to understand that you have accepted the life of your dreams. And whether they like it or not, that is what it is. It's going to be what you see now. It's going to be what you see. And what I'm talking about, not with your natural eyes, but with your faith. The dreamer is responsible for changing life as we know it. You are a life changer. You are a world changer. You are a game changer. You are going to change the world when you allow this dream to manifest. It's not just about getting a big car, a brand new shiny car, a big house, new clothes, things of that nature, being able to travel anywhere you want to go. Those things are byproducts of success. Success is really about putting yourself in a position to show somebody else that it's possible for them. That's why when people try to tell you it can't be done, or you remember when you failed at this, or remember when you failed at that, what they're really saying is, if you can prove something other than what we've seen before, it's going to shock our operating system, it's going to shock our beliefs. And people don't want to give up their beliefs for anything. They'll do everything they can to prove that their beliefs are right, even when they know their beliefs are wrong, even when their beliefs make them sad and miserable. People will fight tooth and nail to keep their belief system intact. People do not want change because it's so much more comfortable to be right where they are, even if where they are is painful, even if where they are doesn't allow them to be everything that they've been called to be. Will you be great? Will you live the life of your dreams? Will you step out right now? Will you be everything that God has called you to be right now? You see, here it's like this. We need you to be everything you've been called to be right now. Each and every one of us, we need you to be everything that God has called you to be. This is a season that you have to avoid the script of the critic. You can't read from the script of a critic. You have to read from the script that God has given you. All things are possible to him that believes. With man, this may be impossible, but all things are possible to him that believes. With all things are possible through Christ who strengthens us. People, the time has come, the time is now for you to go out and be everything that you've been called to be. I understand the disappointment of loved ones not supporting your mission and your cause very well, all too well, more than I would like to. I understand the pain of having somebody walk out of my life because I wasn't where they wanted me to be at that time. I understand the pain of people talking about me behind my back because my dreams, my goals, and my aspirations may not have lined up with what they wanted me to be focused on. I know what it feels like, people, to be publicly humiliated for nothing else more than the fact that you made a mistake. But not because you're a horrible person, but you just made a mistake. I know what it feels like, people, to be despised by people that love me because I won't line up with their will for my life. And I won't shape up to their likeness and image. I know what it feels like, people. So when I talk to you tonight, I'm talking to you a place of moving forward, a place of being healed, of being whole. It's your time, people. The disappointment of others in us is not our battle. Your opinion of me is not my concern. Your opinion of me is not my responsibility. The upkeep of that opinion is not my responsibility. The upkeep of my life is my responsibility, however. And I will do it with everything inside of me. I will do it with gladness. I will do it with grace. I will do it with favor. I will do it with God's hand upon me, blessing me to move forward each and every step of the way. And so shall you do the same thing. You shall move forward mightily without any obstacle stopping you. I'm not saying the obstacle might not appear, but it won't stop you. I'm decreeing and declaring over your lives right now. I'm decreeing and declaring peace in your spirit about anything that somebody may have said that may have caused you grief. I know that many of us out there right now are going through some things that just don't seem fair. It doesn't seem like somebody, if somebody loves you, why would they say this to you? Just because I had a dream, just because I had a desire to do something different. Why would somebody who loves me do anything other than love me? I know, I hear it. I'm not the only person that's experienced this. And I tell you this, that God's love for you is greater than anybody else's. And God's love is all that matters. And God does love you. God does love you. People listen to me. God does love you. You can't do enough things wrong, so to speak, for him to stop loving you. That's an old myth. That's just not true. God does love you. God does love you, people. And he wants you to live a life of your dreams because he gave you the dream. These dreams are divine inspirations to make the whole universe better. When you're living your dreams, you are operating at a much more efficient state of mind, a state of being. And that works for, that's good for everybody. We're all connected. We're all interconnected. There is no interdependence. There is no independence. We are all interdependent. I have to have you be successful. You have to have me be successful. We need each other to be successful. That's why, you know, some people, they're going to go work jobs that are just that, and it's just jobs. But I'm talking to the entrepreneur out there right now. I'm talking to the entrepreneur inside the person right now who's on the job, who knows that there's something greater than this job. I'm speaking to your spirit right now. It's time to launch. It's time to go forward. It's time for you to be everything that you've been called to be. It's time for you to be everything that God has told you were from the time that you were a little child. When people thought you were daydreaming, that you were in La La Land, that you were in space somewhere, you were really seeing stuff that could change the world. And I speak to your spirit right now. And I speak a word of reigniting. That you're reignited, you're re-encouraged to be everything that God has called you to be. The time has come, the time is now for you to be everything that God has called you to be. You don't have to sit here and listen to the negative reports anymore. It's time for you to go out and rewrite your own report. You are beautifully made. You are wonderfully made. You are dynamite. You are creating the likeness and image of the Most High God. And you are a unique expression of his love. Each and every one of you, everybody who can hear my voice right now, you are a unique expression of the Most High God's love. Inside of you dwells love. It dwells beauty, abundance, just wonderful things inside of you. I come here tonight to stir it up. First and foremost, to encourage you not to give in to the opinions of others, not to abort your dream and your mission and your goal because someone else doesn't agree with it. I'm here tonight to encourage you that the life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful and you deserve it. I'm here tonight to encourage you to just keep moving forward in your life. Keep moving forward in your career. Keep moving forward in the things and the promises that you know God has given you from the time that you were conceived in your mother's womb. Your time has come. Your time is now, people. Your time has come. Your time is now, people. Don't allow the disappointment or the loneliness or the lack of support sometimes deter you from being everything that you've been called to be. And sometimes those very people, the very people that turn it back to you, they need you the most. They need you to be great because they need a breakthrough themselves. Now is your time to move forward. You have to move forward. Everything you have inside of you, you can't worry about what people say. You got to move forward with everything that's inside of you. You can't worry about what people think. You have to move forward with everything that's inside of you. You can't be concerned about the opinions of others. You can't even be concerned about the opinion of people that, again, that you care about the most. You have to move forward with everything that's inside of you because the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I don't know how to say it. The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. I'll say it again. The life of your dreams is absolutely wonderful, and you deserve it. Now, you know you hear me say that a lot, and I mean it. I mean every piece of it. Each and every one of us has been put here for something dynamite, something dynamic. And don't allow anybody to take that from you. I don't know. I don't have much else to say to you tonight. I definitely wanted to talk about that because it was on my heart, because there's some things that tried to rise up on me earlier in the day. Some old conversation that I had with people, you know, basically tearing down my dreams. But I tell you right now, don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Don't allow anything to take the life out of your dreams. Don't allow anything to come and abort the life of your dreams. You deserve beauty. You deserve abundance. You deserve love. You deserve every good thing. God said, I will withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly before me. And this is how you walk uprightly before the Lord. You do your assignment. You do your assignment with everything that's inside of you. You don't worry about what people's opinion of you are going to be. Here's the thing. No matter what you do, people are going to have an opinion. So your opinion, their opinion of you is not your concern. Your only concern is your assignment. And you do your assignment with everything that's inside of you. To the glory of God, don't worry about anything else. But people, on that note, I'm going to get out of here. I didn't have a full 30-minute show for you today, but I definitely wanted to tell you what was on my heart, tell you what was in my spirit. I got to get out of here. But before I go, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show tonight. I thank you for listening to me. I really believe that each and every one of us, it's our time. So allow nothing or no one to get in the way of what God has called you to be, to do, and to have. Your time has come. Your time is now. Allow the disappointment of lack of support or you know not having the support of people that you love. Allow it to dissipate because it doesn't do you any good. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Like my mentor, Mr. Greg Hardin, has told me countless times, love deeply and passionately, but forgive with the same intensity. Forgive these people who have caused you grief. Forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. But people, on that note, I'm going to get out of here. Before I go, I want you to support my website, mileswmiller.com. That's MyleswMiller. Also, download the Miles Miller Motivation mobile app. It's at all of your Play stores, the app stores. You can download it to your mobile device today, right now, actually. It's free. And I put great content on there at least 3 to 4 times a week now. And it's a labor of love for me to you, so I appreciate you guys just downloading that just to support it. Also, listen to my Wednesday night show, the Miles W. Miller Show on the Impact Radio Network, every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and it re-airs at 10 p.m. also on that same night. You can listen to that show by going to watchimpact.com/radio.html. That's WACTIMPACT. .com/radio.html. And people, on that note, I love you. I'm praying for you. I thank God for igniting you tonight to live the life of your dreams, which is wonderful and deserved, and not allowing any distractions to take you off the path. I love you. I'm praying for you. I'll see you next week. And remember this, my motto, my mantra. My mantra and my motto, don't ever give up, don't ever quit on your dreams. I'll see you next week.
Did you know that complaining is one of the absolute worst things you can do with your time? As a winner, as a champion, as a game changer, your goal is to use your words effectively. The power of life and death is in your tongue. And you must always choose the very, 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 very best words you can, because the very best words will create the very best life that you so desire. See, I always have a saying that the life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it, but you'll never reach the life of your dreams. You'll never reach your goals. You'll never reach your passions. You'll never accomplish any great thing if you're always whining, complaining, talking about what you don't have, talking about what's not working right, talking about who's against you. Use your words to empower yourself. Use your words to empower your environment. Use your words to empower everything and everyone around you. And guess what? You'll see your environment change. I guarantee it. It's just a matter of you getting your mind focused on the things you do want. And when you focus on the things you do want, you'll start speaking those things out more frequently, more often, and more powerfully. I'm Miles W. Miller, and I'm here to encourage you. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams.
Miles Miller Motivation. Go get it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.